It's the DNP Project Podcast with your hosts, Dr. Molly Bradshaw and Dr. Tracy Vitale.
Welcome to the DNP Project Podcast, where we share tips, inspiration, and more. My name is Dr. Molly Bradshaw. I'll be your host for this episode, and I'm the co-host of the podcast, along with my colleague, Dr. Tracy Vitale. In this very brief episode, we're pointing out that APA has been updated to the 7th edition. So we're just going to point out a couple of highlights, give you some page numbers to look up, and just really encourage you to make sure that you spend some time going through and learning about APA 7th edition. So the American Psychological Association, or APA, released an updated publication manual in October of 2019, which you'll hear us call APA 7th edition. And the reason that we need this is because we have to have a standardized way that we look at scholarly documents together. It gives us a common language so that we can communicate more effectively. If you're a DNP student who is using the 6th edition, make sure you talk to your faculty about the plan for transitioning to the 7th edition. In this episode, we've put together some quick tips and updates to share with you. And as an overview, you'll be pleased to know that some of the biggest changes were really needed. And actually, I think the 7th edition has done a wonderful job just being more user-friendly, more standardized. It's much more attractive to look at. So I think it's doing a great job. And remember, the 6th edition was put out in 2009. So it was time for an update. And some changes in this new edition have to do with more bias-free language, better examples of how to cite social media, and there is a student-specific paper format. So there's a professional paper format. There's a format that's specific to student papers. And what I'm most excited about, as I said, is the visual appeal of the book. The one that I have is spiral bound. You can flip through it. It's tabbed. It's just a lot easier to follow. So there are options. I would recommend getting the spiral bound one, but there is a flat bound one. There's different options when you buy the book. And as you explore these updates, here's some highlights that I want you to check out. And in our show notes, I've put the page number so that you can go and reference it more specifically. Number one, the publisher location is no longer cited when you cite a book. So for example, if you're citing the DNP Project Workbook, A Step-by-Step Process for Success, you put the authors, you know, Bradshaw Vitale, the year, the name of the book, and Springer, period. You no longer have to say the location of the publisher. So that's a big change. That's in section 9.29 on page 259. So check that out if you're citing a book. Citing web pages has changed. You no longer put retrieved from. And this is a big one because students have a big habit of doing this. So make sure you check out section 9.16 on page 290. To look at how citing websites has changed. You will see more emphasis on use of bias-free language. So for example, they is considered singular, not plural. Look at section 5, page 140 to look at some of the changes into the bias-free language. There's more fonts to choose from in APA 7th edition. So for example, they recommend still the Times New Roman 12-point font as some of many of us are familiar with, but they also give the option for Arial, Georgia, Calibre, the Lucindia Sans Unicode. I would encourage you first to check with your university if they have specific recommendations, because remember, just because APA says it doesn't mean that your university may not have a preference for it. So make sure that you double check with your university on their preference for font if you're doing that. But those font citations are in section 2.19 on page 44. So make sure you check that out. Last but not least, the in-text citation of authors is shorter, but the author reference list is longer. So make sure that you look at the differences on how to cite the authors in-text versus how you cite them in a reference list, because that has changed. The in-text citations, make sure you look at section 8.17 on page 266 and section 9.8 on page 286 for the reference page authors. And again, if you're driving, if you're listening to this, don't worry, it's all in our show notes and you can look it up, but it's really just to tickle you and get you more interested in looking at some of these big changes in APA 7th edition. My final tip, if you're a DMP student, I can't emphasize enough the importance of learning to use citation management software like Zotero or EndNote or RefWorks, because if you learn to use those programs, most of which are offered free from your school. So for example, at my school, Zotero is offered free. At other schools, I've used EndNote. It was offered free through my library, so make sure you check that out. But these softwares allow you to switch between different citation styles. And that's important because if you go and eventually write for a journal or some entity that requires a different formatting, for example, if they require AMA, then you just go into your citation management software, you hit the button, and it just flips it all for you. So it's a miracle. Learn to use it. Invest the time. I highly recommend it. Just last but never least, always make sure that your cover page is right. As a faculty member, I have to just be real and say, if you've got the cover page wrong, I'm already in a bad mood. I'm in a bad mood when I'm grading your paper, so don't put me in a bad mood when I'm grading your paper. But it's kind of the whole idea of first impressions matter. So make sure that the cover page is right. Check with your university, see if they have any recommendations, and make sure you're looking at the example of a student paper when you're looking in this new APA 7th edition book. So just make sure you get that part right because first impressions matter. But enjoy the 7th edition updates. So far, so good. It is a lot to learn. Be patient with your faculty, but embrace those changes. Use that citation management software. It will help you become a stronger writer and help you get through the nuances of that in a more efficient way. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Dr. Molly Bradshaw and Dr. Tracy Vitale on the DNP Project Podcast. Check out the DNP Project YouTube channel at DNP Success on YouTube.